T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Lee, only you and Breitbart followed up on this. What's been a big story last couple of months? Honestly, last couple of years of the Trump administration, the tariffs are going to raise prices. How many times a day do they tell us, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, all of them, tariffs are taxes on consumers, right?
Right.
That's what they tell us that.
Yeah.
Headline, Trump is right, tariffs are not raising consumer prices. And you pointed this out to me yesterday, and I know we did this in the final hour, but this is so important. I want to bring it back because I fear folks aren't going to hear this anywhere else. And you put this on my desk yesterday. Producer prices rose 0.1% in May. Another sign that inflationary pressures are under control. That's according to the AP, right? Associated Press, very liberal publication.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you wrote across the top of this in your note to me, where are the price increases from China tariffs, ?
Mm-hmm.
They're not there. The Labor Department says they increased last month in its producer price index, which measures inflation pressures before they reach consumers, was half of April's 0.2% increase. Well, shouldn't the price hikes that they were hysterical about have hit now? But the price increase actually went down,
right?
Not up. Now, we are going to see roughly 2% price increase every year because of just inflation. I mean, that's just because of what we do with our currency, and it's nothing to do with tariffs. It's going to be that way no matter what, unfortunately. But I'm not going to get into central banking right now. But yes, it's normal. So when you see a 0.1, 0.2 increase per month, that's about right for the year with no tariffs or no tariffs. It's about what we normally would expect to be seeing. So why? I mean, you slap a tariff on Chinese goods, right? I mean, you slap a 25% tariff, and that's a lot of money. What's going on? Exactly what Trump told us would happen. China has covered the price hikes by doing two things, depreciating their currency, which makes imports from China less expensive. And Chinese manufacturers are slashing prices in an attempt to hold on to market share. And what do I tell you all the time? China's government is subsidizing the products to hold on to market share. So they're saying, okay, we're going to take it on the chin. We're going to, subsidize the products by X percent because if we raise the prices, right, if we pass the cost of the tariffs along to the consumers, we lose market share.
Right. And that's what's really important is market share.
Right. So basically what that means is China knows if the Chinese government doesn't subsidize these goods, then we'll just buy them from someone else. And this is what I told you. I mean, the hysteria, oh my gosh, the prices are going to go up. Well, no, I mean, there's other countries besides China. I mean, if you look at a map of the world, you'll see many countries. And many countries manufacture a lot of stuff, and some of them have cheap labor just like China. China is not the only country on earth with cheap labor. I mean, it's not like it's just America and China. You know what I mean? Like nobody else. And those countries would jump in the game. And China knows that, and so they're having to subsidize. So when Trump says we're basically just bleeding money out of China into our treasury, that's what we're doing right now. And the Chinese are trying to hold on, hoping that somebody like Joe Biden or Mitch McConnell will bail them out. But they don't have a long-term strategy here. This is a quote from Trump. We have put 25% on $250 billion. It's talking about a tariff. On $250 billion of Chinese goods coming into our country, including $50 billion of high-tech equipment. You haven't seen any or virtually any price increase, President Trump said Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Because what China does is they subsidize their companies, that's the Chinese Communist Party, because they want to keep people working and they want to stay competitive. They are desperately trying to hold on to their supply lines. So great of you to catch this, Lee.
No, thank you. Just doing what I can.
Dropped my jaw yesterday when you put that in front of me. I mean, I thought there would be some price increase from the tariffs. I really genuinely did. I would not have predicted this. And there's a great study that I told you about when we started talking about these China tariffs. And what it said was we would see a short-term price increase in the beginning. But then within 5 years, we would see a price decline because China would no longer have a monopolistic lock on so many of these industries. And you could, for the first time, have very real competition. So, oh, and it would create over a million jobs here in the country. So this is even better than that study predicted. So far, we're holding steady with no price increases. Mm-hmm. May not last forever. No. I don't know. We're in uncharted territory. I don't know. You know what's cool about this, Lee? You literally, if you want to know how these tariffs will work, there's no modern study of it. You can't figure it out. You'd have to go back to like 1815.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
Yeah. So this is all good news. And you know what? I mean, if you see this, I mean, CNBC is simultaneously trying to tell us that the market might slow down, might crash. Oh, and that we're headed for all-time highs in the stock market simultaneously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the problems with this whole thing with the American media now is that anything Trump does, bad.
Right.
And we're going to refuse to connect the dots on stories, whether it's economics and what politics has to do with it or politics and what economics has to do with it. We're not going to connect the dots.
No. At some point, do you think the American people figure this out or not?
I think so. I think so. There's.
It can't all be bad. I mean, no. Trump has to do something right once, right? Just one time.
I am no economist, okay? I am certainly no economist. But when you have a report like we saw yesterday that came out that talked about the durable goods, the value dropped by 0.2%, and you've had the media screaming about Chinese tariffs, those two stories are connected. And it's like if some guy doing news in Greenville, South Carolina can figure it out. Why isn't the New York Times or the Washington Post or Fox Business News or CNBC? Why isn't that the story? Why can't they admit that we were wrong?
I mean, Lee, you're the news director in our newsroom, and you could take this headline, wholesale prices blip up 0.1% in May. Doesn't even mention tariffs, and you could figure it out.
Yeah.
I think they can figure it out, too. I think they choose.
Well, that's the nefarious part of this.
Yes. Mark in Greenville is on the line. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tara. Very good show and a great topic. And I just wanted to add my 2 cents. We're a direct importer of plastic bags from China and Taiwan. And what we've seen is exactly what you're saying and what Trump was saying, that the manufacturers are eating the first tariffs of 10%, and now even the additional 15% tariffs there are accommodating, I don't know how, through subsidies from the government, or either they're taking it on the chin and margins for themselves because they need the business, and their economy is much more fragile than ours. Ours is stronger than theirs, and we can withstand this for a little bit at least. And even long term, we could withstand it, because at the expense of our manufacturing jobs, we've been drunk on all the cheap stuff from China. There's no reason we should be able to buy a $300 52-inch screen when we gave up our jobs to make a reasonably priced product. So, to me, tariffs are the answer and should have been in place a long time ago.
And I'm glad for your phone call, too, Mark. Here's the question, though, and this is unknown. What if we could still have that $350 screen in 5 years? What if we could still have it made by somebody other than China? Because that's what that study that I keep mentioning predicts, that we would see a small price increase, but then prices would drop, because if China is no longer illegally monopolizing the industry by subsidizing that television screen for you to hold on to the market share, then could we not see, now there's five manufacturers, not one or two, and now guess what? It's a $250 screen. I mean, we've never tried that, so we don't know.
Yeah. Well, we don't know, and you're very accurate on your portrayal of it. Is competition's what we want? We want fair trade.
Yeah.
We have not gotten fair trade. The policies we've had in place for 40, 50 years have been at our expense and nobody else's. So we don't know what we could do. We very well could lead the industry and lead the world in some of the manufacturing jobs, and we certainly can do it more efficient. The only thing we can't beat is currency manipulation and low labor costs. So we have to automate, we have to innovate, we have to do everything we can to compete with somebody that makes a dollar a day. So is that fair? Yeah, I think that we need the jobs. We want the jobs. We want to build our economy, not everybody else in the world. So thank you for your time, and I look forward to listening to more.
Well, thank you, Mark. And I hate to turn the show, Lee, into a big economics lesson. I don't want to bore anybody, but this is the lies are so legion. And,
well, that's
you know,
it. It's important.
Here's the thing. I don't want to accept something Mark just said. I'm not disputing what he said, but you know, he said we can't compete with low labor costs. I don't know. Is that another lie that Washington has told us? I mean, we got buku energy, right?
Right.
And even if they have low labor costs, they still have to ship.
Yes.
So when you talk about our low energy cost and the fact that they have to ship, I mean, here's the evidence of this. We're told that all those auto manufacturers moved down to Mexico because of the cheap labor. We had a trade surplus of $1.5 billion with Mexico the year before NAFTA passed. A surplus. Nobody was down there. If it was cheap labor, they would have been down there before NAFTA. They never were. So I'm not sure that's not a lie. Everything that Washington told us has been proved to be a lie on trade. I don't accept anything they say anymore. Thank you, Mark, for your call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More sex in the upstate? Whoa. I mean, by police, that is. Law enforcement. This is breaking news from Fitz News. Now, before you roll your eyes, they broke the Sheriff Will Lewis sex scandal story. And not only did they break it ahead of the rest of the media in the state, they got it right at every turn. So when it comes to sex scandals, I'm inclined to at least read the article to you, given their track record here, which has been marvelous on upstate law enforcement. Headline, upstate South Carolina police sex scandal alleged. We'll see. Multiple law enforcement officers in the employ of the Malden, South Carolina Police Department have reportedly been fired from their jobs in connection with an alleged workplace sex ring. Guess you got to spice it up if you work there. Okay, anyway, hasn't been confirmed. But again, I mean, given Fitz News' track record here, the scandal is just beginning, we are told. Specifically, sources told us a major battle is currently brewing between city officials over how this particular sex scandal was handled. Details are sketchy at the moment, but at least seven sworn law enforcement officers, five men and two women, have reportedly lost their jobs in connection with the sex ring? Oh, my. What happened? According to a source familiar with the situation, the officers in question were... Oh, geez. Holy cow. Okay, my face is blushing. Now, look, I got to say, this has not been confirmed by anybody but Fitz News, but given their record of getting it right here. All right. According to a source familiar with the situation, the officers in question were, quote, having sex with each other on duty at the police. Would they do that in Fountain Inn, do they not? Not with each other, just with underage women. I was just one. It was one officer, to be fair. I don't want to malign them all. Yeah, he just got probation because we don't take that kind of thing very seriously here in South Carolina. Okay, according to a source familiar with the situation, the officers in question were having sex with each other on duty at the police department in the supervisor's office and locker room upstairs. Sex ring. I mean, that usually implies sex for sale, but I don't know. It doesn't say. This questionable conduct was first uncovered several months ago, we are told. However, the officers involved were reportedly allowed to be placed on paid leave for an extended period of time while one of their superiors fought to save their jobs. That effort was unsuccessful, and now the superior officer in question is reportedly fighting for his job. Our view, while we await more information on this case before passing judgment as to its particulars, but generally speaking, our socially liberal views regarding promiscuity in the workplace do not extend to law enforcement officers who are on the clock. Anyway, there you go. Oh, my. Wait, there's an update. Again, this is Fitz News. Not mainstream media, but again, they broke the entire Will Lewis scandal and were literally, in some cases, weeks ahead of the rest of the mainstream media. They got every bit of it right. Let's see. So, update. Malden, South Carolina city officials are not responding to their calls. Several local leaders have told us confidentially that mum is likely going to be the word when it comes to this embarrassing scandal, which has reportedly now claimed the jobs of up to 10 members of the department. All the officers and staffers were terminated or allowed to resign for having sex on duty. See, now this would explain why, like, I never see an officer. You know, it gets bad when you're like, good God, pull somebody over. We're all speeding. We don't know if this is true, but if I had to bet for or again, I'd bet for the reporting here, given their record again. Really shocking, nasty, kinky stuff, the source said. Adding that the alleged sex ring has been going on for years. Wow. Paid leave, extended period of time, superiors fought to save jobs. Okay, here we go. According to our sources, the sex ring, this is a Malden police sex ring, involved at least 6 male officers and at least 4 female officers or staff members of the department. At least, we are told, they got the Malden Fire Department in on it. We are also told at least 2 members of the Malden Fire Department, which is located next door to the police headquarters, may have been involved in the ring. The desk, oh geez. Y'all. The desk in the supervisor's office was the preferred spot. If that thing could talk, although other parts of the building were used and patrol cars saw some action too. In our original report, allegations of sexual activity in a locker room at the police department were referenced. How did the scandal break? Again, this is Fitz News. But again, before you text me and say, oh, Fitz News, I mean, again, they nailed, I mean, that's one of the biggest stories in the state is the Will Lewis sex scandal, and they got every part of it. Nailed it. No pun intended. How did the scandal break? Jealousy, we are told. None of this would have come to light if some of the men hadn't become jealous and started fighting over the women. Wow, normally it's the women fighting over the men. Anyway, that's what finally derailed the train. Oh, Lord. Pun intended. Most of the males have... I can't read this on this station. You'll have to go to Fitz News to read the rest of it. Oh, my. Okay, I'm done here. I can't do this. Wow. So some of the males didn't know about the others. Oh, my, there are pictures? Oh, wow. Folks, if this is... Blackmail? Wait, there was blackmail? Oh, Lord, folks. If this is true, this is going to go national. No, this will totally go national. The media will be unable to resist this. There are pictures... Okay, we're done here. I'm done. I can't stop reading, though.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, the text line just exploded. Like, come on, y'all. I want to be very clear. This story has not been confirmed by the mainstream media. Although, in the last year or two, Fitz News has been running circles around the mainstream media. Again, broke the biggest sex scandal story in the state, which was the Will Lewis story. And as we pointed out, you know, our sheriff going down in flames, you know, the rape accusations, all that, and every bit of it turned out to be true. And they stayed ahead of the rest of the media in the state. Got everything right. So, you know, when they say there's a sex scandal at the Malden police, I'm going to read it to you. It's the only source so far, and he's using anonymous sources. So I want to note that, too. I don't want to malign anybody. I don't like anonymous sources. However, given the track record of Fitz News, when they use anonymous sources, I'm going to read it to you. When CNN uses anonymous sources, I'm not going to bother. So there you have it. Make of it what you will. I'm just telling you what they're saying. Texter writes, being a police officer is stressful. Sometimes you just need to blow off a little steam. Okay. Y'all, come on. Texter writes, now we know what. Never mind. I can't read that. Texter writes, Tara, if you just iron your clothes, you might be invited to join in too. Y'all are a bunch of perps. And I'm not ironing my clothes. I have not had an iron in years. You can live without one. Besides, I don't have time for one. Texter writes, wondered why the Malden Cruisers had bumper stickers that said, love your local police officer. Okay. Never mind. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if you decide to give up your career in conservative talk radio, you definitely have a future in stand-up comedy awaiting you. I have never laughed so hard as listening to your report on the Moulton Police and maybe fire department sex scandal. I just love how they work the fire department. Sorry. Texter writes, I had tears streaming down my face and still haven't caught my breath while driving with your program on. Thank you, Ted Frank. You're welcome, Ted. Look, I hope I'm wrong. I love law enforcement. I love you guys. Texter writes, all right, this is the last one. It's the last one, y'all. All right, maybe I'll do two. You had the right to remain silent, but you just couldn't do it. No, I couldn't. I'm sorry. And finally, I live in Malden, and I see cops all the time. Whatever they were doing below the belt, they were still getting their jobs done. Again, we're reading the text line, by the way, if you're new here. That's the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, the hottest conversation in all of Greenville. In the mornings, 71307. Y'all! Okay, one more. And then I'm done, I swear. I can't help it. What else are the handcuffs for? Around here, I don't know. We don't take crime very seriously here. No, we don't! Dude, you kill 7 people! And you get a plea deal. I mean, this is South Carolina. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. No, no, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done, y'all. I'm done. Chris, I can't stop. They're too good. They're too good. I am going to get in so much trouble. I am going to get in so much trouble. I'm done. I'm going to go do something serious. Let's find something serious. Oh, here you go. If you're thinking about breaking up with your significant other, don't bother.
You probably work at the Malden Police Department.
You know what? Just see, that's the thing. Thank you, Chris. All right. No. So, that just happened. All the Malden Police Department wives who are listening to this show, because everybody does, nobody admits it. They're all like dialing their honeys right now, going, yeah. Texter writes, how do I get the podcast? Yeah. Texter writes, see, we need some stress relief like this. It's awesome. Texter writes, Dixie Chicks in Malden. Did I iron my clothes for this? Okay. This is confusing a lot of you. No. They have new clothes now, apparently, coming out that you don't have to wash. I mean, you do eventually have to wash them, but like not immediately. I was very excited by that because I refuse to iron. I do not own an iron and I don't have an ironing board because I just don't have time. I mean, for me, my schedule's so tight. It would be like cook dinner for the kids or iron the clothes, but not both. So, yeah. I mean, so what I do is I buy clothes that don't look like they need to be ironed, dry them in the dryer. And then if I occasionally I'll buy something that looks like I could get away without ironing it and then it comes out wrinkly. So I just donate it to charity. I have nothing to do with it after that. I just don't have time. So that's cool. New clothes. Apparently, including underwear you can wear up for up to 46 days. Yeah. Okay. Texter writes about the potential Malden Police Department and maybe fire department sex scandal. Arrest me, I'm guilty as hell. Texter writes... all right, we're done. Sounds like they may need to use... Okay, no, okay, we're fine. All right. If you're thinking about... I'm done here. If you're thinking about breaking up with your significant other, you may not want to bother. Unless he or she works for the Malden Police Department. You may not want to bother. Here's why. You're just going to date them again. I mean, not them, but somebody like them. Fascinating new studies are from PBS, so it might be true. When they looked at the types of people that people gravitated to serially across their relationships, they kept dating the same person. It's a 9-year study. And they found that people really do have a type that they look for, whether consciously or unconsciously. And basically, they always gravitate toward people with the same major personality traits. So, you know, if you're kind of on the line, like, do I save this relationship or do I try again? You might as well just not bother. It's too much effort. You're just going to date the same person again. Note to self. It's fascinating. Texter writes, see, this is a person after my own heart. I hate ironing. That's what the dryer is for. I know. That's what I say. It used to upset my mother that I wouldn't iron. Texter writes, yesterday my 10-year-old wanted to be a chemist. Now, for some reason, after the drive to daycare, he wants to be a police officer. Hey, serve and protect. Texter writes, any chance Molden PD could be used on live PD? I don't know. Texter writes, I can't believe the Molden police have time for all these shenanigans between pulling over every car going 36 miles an hour on Butler Road. Well, they're very efficient. Texter writes, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Am I the only listener breathlessly waiting for a limerick from Alan about the Molden PD sex scandal? Please, 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 exclamation point.
What does Malden rhyme with?
If there's anything out there, Alan will figure it out. He's probably pulling over as we speak to write an emergency limerick, and we'll have it ready for us by the end of the next segment. Texter writes, producer Chris, are you enjoying this as much as me? Oh, he's nodding and smiling in there. He is. Okay. I'm done with the Molden PD sex thing. I really am. And I don't even know if it's real. Fitz News has broken it. But like I said, given their track record with police sex scandals, I'm willing to bet on them. People are now on the text line begging to be arrested by the Molden PD. I don't know. We haven't seen these guys.
I happened to notice a text from a listener who was trying to get the podcast and discovered that the link that we were sending was incorrect. I have corrected it now.
Oh, good.
So if you are trying to get the podcast, send the word podcast again to 71307.
Okay, good. Yes, thank you for taking care of that. Texter writes, on the don't bother to break up with your girlfriend, you'll just end up dating someone just like her. This is fascinating. I gotta wonder what causes that. That's gotta be genetic, right? That's a fascinating, it's 9-year study. So they looked at people's partners over 9 years. I mean, it doesn't matter if you broke up with one, you're gonna date the same one again. I mean, just remarkably similar personality types. Texter writes, yes, sir, you know, if you're walking around women and you're like bitter about men, maybe it's just the type you keep dating. And ditto for men who are bitter about women, maybe you just only dated the bad ones. I mean, literally you only did. Texter writes, your faithful millennial here, TJ from Spartanburg, I got a divorce from a cheater. I didn't remarry anyone like her. I think my ex is working for the Molden Police Department. See, that's where you went wrong, TJ. Oh, I don't want to malign them. I don't know. I mean, it has not been confirmed. Texter writes, you have to go with the flow, Tara. More Molden PD. Well, I mean, I lost it at the point where they involved the fire department in the sex ring. Anyway, okay. Again, we do not know if it is true. Texter writes, I think I'll take a trip to Molden today, speeding. Oh, my God. Okay. Was there one other I had to do? Where did it go? Oh, here it is. I dated AOCs, talking about the dating survey. We say, because we originally called her the crazy ex-girlfriend. It's like my crazy ex-girlfriend went to college. After which many of you sent me the crazy hot matrix, which was fascinating. This is actually a mathematical thing. I don't know why they don't teach this in Common Core math. It's actually a matrix you can use to decide what level of crazy is worth it given her relative level of hotness. And men apparently use this. Producer Chris is in there nodding like he knows all about this.
You don't have to teach the crazy hot matrix. it's something that you just automatically know. So you have to teach Common Core math because it's non-intuitive. But the crazy hot matrix just is obvious.
Well, no, there was an actual link to it. So, I mean, I think it's like a whole thing. I mean, I didn't take the whole test. But anyway, text writes, I dated AOCs, but I married against type. Sometimes you, okay, you were married, you were able to marry another type. I love my wife, this texter writes, but sometimes I miss those crazy old girlfriends. Well, you can just tune in to AOC Does Congress and get a dollop full of that. Okay, never mind. No, I didn't mean it that way! Chris is losing it in there. I'm sorry. I can't be serious today, and it's
you don't
want
to talk about Malden anymore, but no. You come up with AOC Does Congress.
The kids are out of school, Chris. I haven't had this much fun in months. So I don't have to keep it totally clean. All right. can't read that. Oh, my. Apparently the same thing goes on at EMS. That is what EMS stands for, extramarital sex. Look, we do not know that EMS was involved at this time, just fire and police. Okay. I got to get back to the show. Okay, says yes. One professor in America, there is one professor in America who is against illegal immigration. Wait till you find out what they're doing to him. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.